Right, so we're just going to continue where we left off, which was the pilot, which was a few months back, before we went to Iceland, but we'll come to that on the next podcast.
It was a while ago, wasn't it? Good couple of months.
I miss... So, my name's Chris, and we also have... You don't want to speak, do you?
My name's John.
Yeah, that took a while.
I was wondering if it was going to be like your answering message.
I've never heard John.
Hi, this is John.
And we also have the last...
Probably did it on purpose. Probably talking to my phone.
Yeah, we also have...
Hi, I'm Jake.
He didn't want to say his name either.
I'm Jake. We're sitting in my flat. I'm wearing my pyjamas. None of you mind.
You are actually wearing pyjamas.
I'm wearing my pyjamas, so I'm keeping it pretty chilled. On my beanbag.
You are the hippiest person. You've literally like a poster for Woodstock.
Yeah, I'll take that, man.
So we were talking about FIFA earlier, weren't we?
Well, there's been a lot of scandal this week. There's been arrests made. The FIFA presidential election's tomorrow. Sepp Blatter's hoping to win another term. It's been 24 years as president of FIFA. But surely, if these accusations are true, he has to step down, surely.
That's a dictatorship.
What are the accusations?
The accusations are, I think, several, or up to 10 I read. FIFA officials have been arrested on basic corruption scandals, money laundering, bribery, match fixing, Jack Warner.
So where does this leave Luton Town Football Club?
They'll probably find a way of deducting more points from us.
Yeah.
they'll probably say the meeting was held in a Luton Travelodge somewhere. That was within eyeshot of Luton Town Stadium. Therefore, Luton must be deducted 60 points and sanctioned from transfer markets for the next 20 years.
You end up in some sort of Welsh league then?
Yeah, we'll put in that below that. Put in that playing football in the street with...
Yeah, we played on the ball drive. On the ball drive Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Not in Dad's league.
We got Ireland. It was quite a good season. We got promoted last season and we were top of the league for about 10-15 games.
Which league are you in?
Two. We was going to go into League One, so we would do double promotion. And then we, FA Cup run, decent FA Cup run, got to like the third round and would have got Tottenham in the next round. No, would have got Man United in the next round because we had Cambridge.
Yeah, the thing is there though, Chris... The word, two words, would of.
No, well, we played Cambridge, and we lost that, and then they got Man United.
To be fair, you might have got Villa in the FA Cup final.
Yeah, you might. If you won all your games, you would have got Villa in the final.
Fuck, we would have done. Yeah. We actually would have done.
You would have like missed out.
No, we would have got Arsenal.
Yeah, you might have done. Yeah, you could have done. Yeah.
Fuck's sake, should we play that? Again, too much corruption in this.
Could have won it.
Too much corruption. It's quite nice to know that the FA is pretty clean, really, isn't it, when it comes to this? I mean, Michel Platini has come forward today saying that if Sepp Blatter tomorrow gets re-elected as FIFA president, he's going to seriously consider bringing UEFA out of World Cups.
That's how serious this is. What does Gary Lineker think?
Gary Lineker's... I don't know, you couldn't hear him over that crisp munching. I don't know, he checked his tweets.
So, who runs the World Cup? FIFA?
FIFA won the World Cup, yeah.
And UEFA could do it?
No, they're just going to pull out.
There's no European teams in the World Cup.
That's potentially what Michel Platini is proposing if Blatter gets re-elected tomorrow. The other candidate is a guy called Prince Ali bin Al-Husan, who's Jordan King.
That sounds pretty...
Who's electing Blatter all the time?
It sounds legitimate, yeah. He's a big backer for the Qatar World Cup.
Who's electing him? Who gets to choose? Why can't we choose like a democracy? Why can't the fans choose?
I don't know why, really.
Why are millionaires choosing millionaires?
But you can't tar the whole of FIFA with this brush. You can't, really. So it's got to be fair, and there's a lot of good football federations in the world, isn't there? But it's kind of focused really around Russia and Qatar World Cup.
Out of all the places that could have possibly had the World Cup, America,
England.
South Africa had it. Yeah.
We could hold the World Cup. If they said to us on Monday, you've got the World Cup in 2018, we'll hold it and it'd be a brilliant World Cup.
One of the best World Cups of the last 4 years.
We won't do well, but everyone else will.
What stadiums would they use?
Goodison Park.
Oh, I think they would.
The Berlin Ground.
I think they're
Olympic Stadium.
If Luton had won the FA Cup many years ago, then they could have been.
No, we're too busy planning for Europe.
Has Kenilworth Road still got Europa like League?
Yes.
The main stand is like a really long dugout.
It's like a really long bench.
Yeah.
The main stand.
Is it a bus stop?
The stand, it's frustrating because the camera is above the main stand, which holds
the camera.
The
camera. Yeah. The GoPro.
the camera.
The CCTV.
The Super 8.
Is above a stand that holds 5,000. It looks out on a couple of chalets with a dugout. It looks like, and a council estate behind it.
Yeah.
So it looks really cheap. But I'm there. I want him to turn the camera around to give us a show.
Yeah. But if it does on the other side, it'd just get the players' kneecaps.
I do love that pitch.
For West Ham, you know, like I say, the Olympic Stadium definitely could be a contender, and it's a big season next.
Well, what's the
West
capacity?
Ham. I think it's going to be 60,000.
I think you'll fill it.
I think we'll fill it, yeah, because they have the London overflow as well.
I think you'll fill it for the first season, and then you'll end up getting rock bottom, everyone going, fuck this, and it'll be the most quietest stadium.
No, it won't. It won't. It's, you know, it's got that London backing.
There's only the same amount of times unemployed bald men can sing You're Forever Blowing Bubbles. Before it gets monotonous and shit.
What's the Luton theme tune?
Theme tune? It's only a game show. No, we have chance, but we kind of go, when we got deducted in 30 points, I was quite happy and quite proud.
You got deducted 30 points?
Yeah.
What was that for?
Just overpaying a bill.
Luton, they were corruption.
What happened was, Mike Newell was actually okay. He was one of the best managers
to play further.
And he said to the bosses that you're taking this thing, something's happening in Luton Town, you're taking the piss. And what it was investors were basically getting players and not paying the agents. They were doing backhanders, they were doing this, that, and ever. And then when they found out they were being onto, they left. Then the new.
I was bored a few seconds ago. So what, start again? What happened?
Yeah. Anyway, so we got back to 30 points. But then Millwall done the same thing, and they didn't get any points deducted. Same thing, because they've obviously got better lawyers, where they're quite better lawyers. Anyway, it's happened to Premier
League. That's the thing, it's heavy fines. You look what happened in Serie A in Italy, where like one season Juventus, AC Milan, and a couple of us went down, didn't they?
Juventus got put down two leagues, didn't they?
It took them a couple of years to get back up. Rangers whatever,
got absolutely fucking dick shaft.
Yeah, they're just a non-existent team now.
Didn't they win the playoff game?
I think they have come back up, haven't they?
Who?
No, what? Rangers. Scottish football, I have no interest in. I try, but. No.
I can't. You've heard the commentary from it. It's Burkakaran Darasan Dairan down the right now as he comes. I have no idea what's going on. It's like I'm listening to Elvis from Lord of the Rings. And he comes running down the Ratten Seirun. It's like some fourth division Welsh league. Some guy again. He's got the ball and runs down the ring of the Seine, rips it in and runs and comes. What is going on? I don't know what's going on. There's four guys spectating it, but it's on TV. I don't know. TNT. It's a club called TNT. TNT plays Vandering Vung Vang Brolin Stumler.
Do you think West Ham would win the Scottish League?
I think we'd give it a good go.
I think you'd
probably win it.
I think probably give it a good go. We'd probably
finish second.
What do you reckon Everton would do?
Easily win it.
I don't think you'd easily win it.
Easily.
I don't know. I reckon you know, high expectations.
Everton's one of them teams where the players are so passionate. But the club is so mediocrely poor. It's like you're so average. It's like bread and butter. It's like you'd eat it, but you don't really want to talk about it. You're just like, you don't want to tell your mates that you eat bread and butter every day, but you kind of have to in the pub because otherwise you don't eat.
Why did you tell your mates in the pub that you eat bread and butter?
Because they ask you what team you support and you say Everton. But if someone asks you what you ate today and you ate nothing, and they're probably you're trying to take a shit, but you've got to tell you ate something. And you tell them it's bread and butter, they'll just think, oh, well, why did you even bother telling me? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is Everton are such a mediocre. You got to support a team. Everyone supports a team. I don't care, you know. So you support a team. Like, I'm happy to support Luton because it's like a team that's like quite low. People are quite intrigued that you support them. If you say Everton, they kind of go, "Oh, do you?" Nothing, because there's nothing you really need to talk about. You're not going to go, "Oh, they've got a really good signing coming up, haven't they?" And then you kind of go, well,
Everton supporters are kind of like the white rhino in the selfies. There's like one arm, there's armed guards hanging around the only Everton supporter in the region.
I've seen two. I've been here for 8 years.
Oh, you've seen two?
I think it was the same bloke twice, to be fair.
We'll discuss this later then.